This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESC Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESC Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I am your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts, broadcasting alongside my color commentator and statistician, Cameron Snodgrass, and my sound engineer and producer extraordinaire, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. Tonight is the Bradford Owls homecoming night here from Parkway Field. They'll be hosting Dubois. Dubois is 2-3 on the season. They started off 0-3 and won their two most recent games. The Owls are still 0-5, having lost in Monetaw last week with a rough game, but put up a lot of points, the most points we had seen the Owls put up all season long. And I would imagine going back even probably a couple of games in, at least a couple of games into last season. But that brings us to tonight, all the homecoming festivities as the Marching Owls line up on the field. The cheerleaders have their homecoming sign that the team is set to run through here in just a few minutes. So we will get everything ready to go and set the stage for the Owls homecoming night, hopefully get their first win of the season. We also will hear from Coach Jeff Puglio in just a few minutes for the coaches show. But first, Cam, let's recap last week at Monetaw, because we've seen this Owls team sort of progress and make a lot of changes week to week and get a little bit better and a little bit better. But it seems like there's always just one facet of the game that needs a little bit of a correction, and it keeps them away from the win.
Yeah, and unfortunately, last week, that was our run defense. And, Jimmy, just to give you a quick stat line, Monetaw attempted 75 rushes against us, and they got 595 yards with the 6 touchdowns. And that's all that one pass attempt is what Monetaw did, and they put up 44 points.
And that one pass attempt was good for a touchdown as well.
That's right. It was a 12-yard touchdown pass.
44-38 was the final score. That those, you know, just shy of 600 yards would have been good for a Pennsylvania State record if you take away the Dubois game with Journey Brown, which, of course, you know, is kind of the untouchable. I don't see that record going anywhere for a long time. But Monetaw, yeah, was very successful on the ground. The Bradford defense just didn't have an answer for it. And to their credit, you know, they lost by 6. They were able to put up points pretty much just as quickly. It was just a matter of one possession. They had one less possession and in a touchdown. And Monetaw also won, elected to receive in that opening kickoff. So it was Bradford was the team that was playing catch up the whole time. That factors into it a little bit. So a tough game for the Owls when it's all said and done, and a long road trip back after losing that close of a game, you know, an 80-point over under on the way home. You lose by 6. I'm sure it was a very quiet bus ride. But talked to Coach Puglio earlier, and he seemed to think that it was a really good week of practice. He was excited to get out here and see how the kids were going to open up this game. And we're going to hear him talk about it right now on the Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio. It's presented by Rain or Shine Towing in Bradford, the Coach's Show.
Time for the Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio here on week 6 for the Owls, their homecoming game hosting Dubois at Parkway Field. Thanks for joining me tonight, Coach.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So the Owls coming off that last game in Monetaw, and boy, it was a high-scoring affair. Talk about breaking that 18-point ceiling that you wanted to get by. I know the week before we put up 19, but, you know, with the extra point, I'm sure you were talking about trying to get an extra touchdown in there. And, boy, they smashed that.
Yeah, the offense really came alive. I really liked the way we pushed the ball downfield. Like to see us get our running backs a little bit more involved, but I really like the way Elijah's moving the ball on a consistent basis.
I think that was the first time really we saw Elijah, we saw in the first week kind of before he got settled, relying on his legs a lot, and then after that, mostly relying on the arm and not really running at all. But in Monetaw, we saw him with a pretty healthy mix of both. Is that kind of the end game for Elijah?
Yeah, we want him to feel free to improvise and be a little creative back there. With the COVID stuff still going on for us, we have, you know, mixed matches with our lineup with the front five there. So it's not always consistent, and we're playing a lot of different guys. I mean, I think a lot of different people played in the offensive line for us last week.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be breakdowns, and Elijah is athletic enough to to take those breakdowns and make positive plays out of them. So you really like to see that.
Yeah, and I think early on in the season, there seemed to be consistently low snaps. He was able to corral pretty much all of them, but the low snaps coming out of the center there. But it looks like that's kind of figured itself out as well. Is that something that was addressed in practice?
Yeah, we've been working on it. It was actually a new center in there last week, John Nellis. Alex Dingloff out with injury.
That's right.
Probably not playing this week either. So Nellis will be getting another second varsity start at the center position. And it's such an important position for us. The center sets all our protection. He's just as instrumental as the quarterback at reading what he's seeing pre-snap. So John's getting more comfortable in that role, and his snaps have been excellent all week. So we're confident he can get the job done.
Yeah, real important position. Any changes on the defensive line? I know you're saying that we're still dealing with some of the COVID-related quarantines and injuries and stuff. Going to be some shifting there as well?
Yeah, there will be. Guys are in and out. You know, it's just been that year for us with injuries. And then you mix in the quarantines. It's just been hard for us to get any consistency with a lineup.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's dealing with it. So it is what it is. A lot of younger guys are getting reps. A lot of younger guys are getting quality varsity time.
Yeah.
So you see the improvement each week on the film.
Yeah. And last week was another one. Not only did fit and perform well, but, you know, all three of those big top wide receivers, Lucas Laktash, Jared Wilmoth, and Dalton Dixon, all had monster games as well. And as you mentioned, if a running back gets in on the mix, then it's going to be hard for any team to stop, I think. But we don't have any team this weekend. We have Dubois coming in for our homecoming game. Dubois is 2-3 on the season. Their most recent win was actually over Ridgeway. So, you know, maybe, you know, one of the top teams in the district. What are we seeing from Dubois this year? Kind of hard to get a read on them.
Well, I think they're just getting some confidence. I've been asked a lot this week, I mean, do we stand a chance? And I think absolutely we do. And I think the reason why is I believe we can score on anybody on our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can put points up. The question is, can we stop them? The difference between Dubois and Bradford right now is confidence. It's plain and simple. That's what it comes down to. We haven't been able to generate enough to get that confidence that you need. We had a really good week of practice, so I'm kind of anxious to see how it gets going tonight. Do we start fast? Do we attack them? Because I think if we do and we can do that, we can up the tempo a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised to see us win the game, but I think some other people around might be surprised. But these kids are ready to go.
Yeah, it seems like they are kind of jazzed up and ready to get into it. You can even see sometimes the sideline energy when they're down there and they're in those games. It dies off sometimes later in the game, but really last week the difference between how Manitowoc was playing the game and how Bradford was playing catch up was the coin flip. They were going back and forth, possession for possession, ended in a touchdown until late in the game. I think maybe the Owls maybe forced one or two less turnover on downs than Manitowoc did, and that was really the difference maker by the end of the whole thing. So, you know, defense plays a little differently there. Manitowoc's running game was really on point, and I think they had all of their offensive linemen there and healthy for the first time, so that might have been the difference maker for them. But tonight, with our homecoming game, hoping the kids get pumped up and get out there, start quickly and open it up on Dubois and make for an exciting game. Thanks for joining me again today, Coach, and we'll see you out there tonight.
Thanks. Let's go, Owls.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. That was the Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio, presented by Rain or Shine Towing in Bradford. And as we talked about there with Jeff, he said that he was kind of excited to get out here, or anxious. I forget the word that he used, but hadn't really heard him talk like that before. They had a week in practice that made him excited to get out here and see how the Owls opened up the game. And that's something you don't really get from Coach Puglio a whole lot. So it should be interesting to see how the Owls opened up here tonight against Dubois, who, again, 2-3 on the season. They started off 0-3, then they beat Kane in week 4, and then last week beat Ridgeway, who is the kind of the top team in the district, but was missing a few guys, particularly on their defensive line, and Dubois Monotol last week was kind of the opposite of that. Had just gotten their defense, their offensive line all back together at the same time. So there are some similarities between Dubois and Monotol, but it's going to be the timing of it all. Dubois had scored 6 points for the first three games, each game, 6 points, 6 points, 6 points, and then put up 21 for the past two. The Owls had scored 18 points for two consecutive games, and then 19, and then most recently 38. So we'll see how the offense produces, and I think it should be an interesting clash of styles here tonight, Cam.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm excited to see. I mean, Coach Jeff has me all pumped up for this week.
You don't hear him say that a lot.
No, you don't. And so I'm pumped up. I believe in him. I believe in the Owls. And I think if there's going to be a week that we're going to be able to pull off a win, I think it's going to be this game. I'm really excited about it. I think we match up well with Dubois. The only thing that we have to see is, are we going to be able to stop the run? And that's going to be the story of the night.
Yeah. The Owls defense is going to be what they need to find an answer in. They couldn't find an answer for Monotol last week in the defense. And this week, we've heard there's going to be a few personnel changes. There's going to be some switching around a little bit. There's going to be a couple guys that aren't playing both sides of the field, playing one or other, either offense or defense. So we'll see exactly what they have drawn up and shored up and what they've changed to try to stop that running game, because that's exactly what Dubois is going to try to do. They're going to try to come right up at us. So we'll see how that gets underway. We have both teams on the sideline tonight and ahead of homecoming game as the captains take to the middle of the field for the coin toss. The Owls, of course, in their all black home gear with a lot of pink accents because it is October 1st, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Dubois in the black bottoms and white jerseys. We'll see if we get word from the coin flip here while we await the final couple of minutes before homecoming tonight. And the Owls do usually, despite whatever season they have, whatever's going on around them, the Owls do usually show up in these types of games, their homecoming games, their senior night. 2 years ago, their only win of the season was on a senior night. And they don't always come out on the winning side of it, but they do always show up for these games, and no matter what has happened on the other side of the season. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that as well.
Looks like the crowd, we got a full crowd tonight too to come support the boys out here in Abbey. So yeah, hopefully we get something going. Hopefully the defense takes that big step up that we expect them to. And I believe you'll be going over the lineup here. We did get a lineup from Coach, an updated roster from Coach for the starting lineup. So I'm excited to see how that's going to translate to this game.
We'll have a brand new starting lineup brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. It looks like, I believe, the Owls just elected to receive.
Yep.
It could have been Dubois deferring and the Owls electing to receive that way. But we'll get possession first, but we're going to take a quick break and then we'll go over the starting lineups right after this. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
So Bradford Owls football, the homecoming game is officially underway as Dubois kicks off first and the Owls catch it. And almost immediately, we are marked down at the 35-yard line, and that's where Elijah Fitton and the Owls will start off on first and 10. Did look like it was a bit of a slick field out there, you mentioned, Cam. Here is first down. Elijah Fitton right up the gut on the keeper, and he'll get back to about the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of a yard there for Fitton.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to set the tone here real quick that they're not just a passing team, and it's kind of what we wanted to see from the offense, is a little something different other than just passing. to try to keep the other team honest.
Yeah, keep them honest. Right now, they can, you know, if you watch film on the Owls, you know, you can just play on the pass and make Elijah decide to run a few times, though he does also hurt you that way. Here's second and nine. Elijah drops back right over the middle, and it's caught for a first down by, let's see, is that Lactash? No, it's Isaiah Fitton. Yeah, yeah. Fitton to Fitton connection.
Yep, brother to brother connection. And Dubois was running a cover one right there. So if Elijah picks that up really quick, it's going to be a long day for the Dubois defense.
They're actually marking at a third and inches. I thought maybe forward progress sort of gave them the first down, but they're literally right on the line. I mean, the nose of that football is right up close to the 45-yard line. So third and inches here for the Owls.
This should just be a little run play.
And we'll see. He's got one man in the backfield and trips out to the left. And Fitton awaits the snap, takes it, looks out to his left side, and he's going to try to keep it, but he's going to get tossed for a loss of about 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, Dubois sent a blitz right there with their two middle linebackers. So, I mean, that's just too much for the Owls offensive line.
So as Dalton Dixon and the punting unit comes out to punt away on fourth and five. We'll run through the starting lineups brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. On offense right there, we had Elijah Fitton, Lucas Lactash sliding into the running back slot, Luke Kerr, Chris Rodriguez, Vince Adada, and Harry Morrisseau on the offensive line. There's the punt by Dixon, and it is up. And Dryan lands at about the 36-yard line, takes a friendly Bradford bounce all the way to the 25. And we have John Nellis in center. Wide receivers, Nick Girdlestone, Ryan Ward, Jared Wilmoth, Dalton Dixon, and Caleb Shenfield. And now the Owls defense will take the field. And on the defensive line, we have Harry Morrisseau and Vince Adada in the middle in the tackles. Chris Rodriguez and Lucas Lactash on the defensive end. So Lucas Lactash will be sliding in here as a pass rusher for the first time. Elijah Fitton and Ashton Smith will be on the inside linebacker. Brett Thompson and Nate Girdlestone, outside linebacker. Cornerbacks are Caleb Shenfield and Jared Wilmoth, and the safety will be Ryan Ward. First and 10 for Dubois. And we have some movement here before the snap, and it's going to be on the Owls.
Yeah, they were showing blitz right there, and I think they just got a little too friendly with the line of scrimmage, and they threw the whole body over the line.
So it'll be a 5-yard gain. Replay first down. First and five from the 30-yard line for Dubois. And it's a fake. No, it's a pump fake end around. But the wide receiver really does take the handoff. And it's going to be a gain of about 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the design play there. I think they just bailed out the quarterback there. I think they got the play call wrong. But excellent pressure by the Owls defense to get there. They closed the ends there, they contained and run down the backfield. That's what we like to see.
Yeah, and especially with kind of a misdirection play like that right off the bat, they responded to it very well as well. So here's second and 8, and he's going to roll out to the right, complete a pass at the 30, and it's going to be another gain of about 2 yards, maybe 3 on this one.
And I already like what they're doing with the defense, having Lactash here, because he just blew by that right tackle and made that play happen quicker than what the Dubois quarterback would like.
Interestingly, and we talked this a little bit today off air before the game, Lactash, you know, plays wide receiver on offense. He's a little smaller, kind of a skinnier kid. They're putting him on defensive end, which you wouldn't think when you see him, but he's also a wrestler. So he has a lot of ability to shift weight, and a bobbled pass out of the backfield. It has bobbled for about 4 yards and then dropped, and that's going to bring up a fourth and 5.
Yeah, the Owls kind of got away from disaster right there because there was not one person on that running back. So luckily for them, the Bradford magic again seems to be seeping in here into Parkway.
Yeah, there was a lot of Owls everywhere but where that running back was coming out of the backfield. So, you know, eventually would have got taken down. He wouldn't have been able to break it wide open for a touchdown, I don't believe, but would have been a surefire first down. Definitely. But instead, Dubois will punt from their own 30. The kick is up and across midfield and caught at the 40. Across the 50-yard line is Elijah Fitton, and he's bunched up there and will get into Dubois territory.
And, Jimmy, this is the first time that the Owls defense have had a 3-and-out on the first drive by an opposing team all season.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's probably right. So good sign there early from the Owls D. And with the Owls offense back on the field, we'll take a look at Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Our first quarter contestant, Carol Van Dusen. Carol, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, you win a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you still win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Fitton has split backs, two wide receivers on the left and one out far to the right. And he takes the snap, looks out to his left, scrambles back to his right, and he's going to get wrapped up in the backfield, drop the ball, and we'll see there's a flag on the play. But both teams had a good chance at getting that one. See who comes up with it and what the flag is. It's still Owls football.
I think the flag that came flag out, was, that was a marker.
Marker, yeah, you're right. Sometimes my eyes are too good, Cam.
That's right, 20/20 vision. Yeah, Elijah's just trying to do too much. Take a breather, Elijah.
Yeah.
Relax and let the plays come naturally to you.
Big night. You got to get calm the nerves on homecoming night. Here's second and 11. Hands off up the middle, and it's going to be a short gain for the Owls running back, who would, it was number 24, and I haven't seen him in yet, Trey Miley.
No, that looks like 27.
Oh, 27 was it? Oh, it was Nate Girdlestone then.
Yep.
That makes a lot more sense, actually. So here's 3 and 9 for the Owls, gain of 3. And Fitton awaits the snap, takes it. Empty backfield, ends it out to Dalton Dixon, and it's just overthrown. And that'll fall incomplete.
Yeah, Elijah just rushed that throw right there. Still worried about the pressure from the Beavers defense. But either way, Dalton broke free there, just overthrown ball.
Yeah, we've seen those make that play, I mean, maybe 6 or 7 times so far this season, where Dalton just is on a go route and Fitton airs it out, and somehow it lands perfectly over the shoulder. That one was just a little overthrown. So here's 4th and 9. Dixon will punt it away for the Owls. The snap, the kick, and it's a booming kick that travels inside the 20 and is caught at the 19, and that's where he'll go down as Dubois takes over at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, great kick by Captain America there.
Beautiful. I mean, out there doing it all again. And we'll see how Dubois responds to holding Bradford to 8 downs so far here tonight as well. So no first downs converted yet. And Dubois, Austin Mitchell will set up. Hands it off right up the middle, and it's a nice run for about 6 yards.
Yeah, it looks like they only had one lineman there. It looks like they shifted. They were heavy on one side of the Owls defense, and I think Dubois just read that and running back found the hole, hit it pretty hard. Pick up about 7.
Yeah, 7 yards rather. And quarterback is actually Cameron Hayes, rather. I said Austin Mitchell. It's that would have been seeing the number upside down for some reason. He wears a 9, Cameron Hayes, and Mitchell is 6. So here's another handoff right up the middle again. This one's going to be good for a first down and then some. It's going to be at the about 35-yard line.
Yeah, just these last two plays, looks like the Beavers are opening up the interior linemen for the Owls and just running right down their neck.
So the Owls, we know, made that switch with Laktash on the defensive end. But so far, Dubois has found success running up the middle, where not as much has changed. We'll see if the Owls can shore that up here on the fly or if they'll need to make an adjustment after the fact. Here's another run. This time it'll go on the outside, and they'll get the no gain. So that really is the difference so far.
Yeah, great pursuit there, too, by the Owls defense. Yeah, they got out there really quick, identified where the football was, and pursued and made the tackle. Great work.
So we'll see if Dubois calls their plays accordingly. That was a gain of 1 yard, as opposed to the big chunk plays when they ran up the middle. So it seems that the switch in defensive end is so far productive, and we'll see what happens on the in the middle of the line. And here's a scramble by Hayes. All right up the middle. It's going to be a keeper, and I'll get to about the 45-yard line.
And I think Dubois just kind of got away from they dodged a bullet there with the penalty. Laktash came in on the left side, came crashing down, and the Dubois defender grabbed him by the shoulder pad and ripped him down to the ground.
Mm, a horse collar.
Yep.
So that'll bring up a 3rd and 5 for Dubois, and the Owls can get a stop here, then they'll still be in decent shape in the battle of field position. Here's the snap and a handoff up the middle, and he's stopped short of the first. Only a gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, that was an excellent blitz call, too, by Coach Jeff. Came in, blitzed the right gap right there, and good tackle, good prevention.
Yeah, Coach Puglio also acts as the defensive coordinator, and a gutsy call there pays off as they get a gain of only a yard. So it does seem that they are going for it here on 4th and 4. Hayes, and there's the offsides by the Owls.
It looked like they got a little antsy, the Owls.
It was all the way offsides. I mean, as much as he committed to that, you almost think there had to have been some movement on the side of the offensive line, but nothing that we saw, nothing that the refs saw. So without even having to snap the ball, Dubois gets their first down and will set up at the 46-yard line.
If you're going to do something, do it 100%. That's my quote. I live by that.
So here's the snap. It's a run, bounced off the middle, and it's going to be a gain of about, oh boy, dragging the Owls with him. It'll get all the way to 5 yards out. He was dead to rights at about 2.
Yes, and I think they just got a little ball hungry there because you could see 2 or 3 Owls trying to rip the football out. And the Dubois running back kept moving his feet, kept getting the yards, pushed off a couple Owls, and fought for the extra 4.
Yeah, good ball protection there. Gets across midfield and into Bradford territory to about the 49.5-yard line. And that brings up 2nd and 5. Sends a man in motion. And here's the snap. Drops back. And it's a quick screen play out of the backfield. And again, just dragging the Owls defenders for another 4 yards.
Yeah, they had him dead to rights right at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. And that was a good power run by the Dubois running back. Once after the first contact and keeping his feet moving.
Yeah, and didn't really have all that much momentum. It came out of the backfield, but kind of came to a full stop to catch the ball. And then just started churning those legs, moving forward, picked up a couple additional yards there. And it makes it 3rd and 2. At the 46, they're trying to get to the 44-yard line as Dubois. And Hayes takes the snap. It's a fullback run right up the middle, and that'll be good for a first down.
Yeah, just simple youth football right there. Hand the ball off to the fullback. Get your yards, get your first down. Keep it. How you doing? Keep it moving type deal.
Maybe the first time we've seen Dubois in an I formation tonight. Did have the halfback out in the backfield there, but the fullback lined up right behind Hayes, and they snapped and handed off right to him. Quick snap, too. Didn't waste any time. Maybe trying to catch the Owls, catch them snoozing a little bit there and get the first down at the 41-yard line. Here's a pitch out to the left, and getting ahead of steam, gets about 7 yards on the carry.
And that was good pursuit by Elijah there because he came from the middle linebacker position. And then all the way through the backfield and then chasing down the Dubois running back to prevent that from being a first down. So great work by Elijah.
So instead, they have it at the 39-yard line. And that will make it 2nd and 3. And we're going to get a timeout here. I believe it's going to be an Owls timeout. And it is. So we'll take a Texan timeout right along with them. Tax In, brought to you by the restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run. That's Tax In with the best homemade pierogies around. The Tax In timeout on WESB Sports.
Let's go Owls from Toji Substation, where cash is king. Get 10% off everything when you pay with cash at Toji Substation. For over 40 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji Substation, 40 years of great food, fast service, family fun, and now 10% off everything when you pay with cash. Cash is king at Toji Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Homecoming night for the Owls, hosting Dubois coming out of a Bradford timeout. Look how time has flown. 2 minutes and 4 seconds left in the first quarter. And Dubois is looking at a 2nd and 3, trying to convert here for another first down after struggling on their first possession. They've been able to move the ball quite a ways down the field here. Here's another pitch, this time to the right side, and he's bunched up right near the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, this is what I like to see, because you're seeing all the Owls chase to the football carrier instead of engaging with their blocks. We're seeing them trying to fight off these blocks, and that's something that we didn't see last week against Monita, was fighting off the blocks, block shedding, etc. So this is really promising for tonight if we're going to see this all night consistently.
Which we do believe that is what Dubois has in store, is a lot of what, or trying to do at least, a lot of what Monita did. Here's another fullback carry right up the middle, and that's good for a first down and more. It's going to take him to about the 26-yard line.
Some old school football right there, Jimmy. Hand the ball off to your fullback, follow one of your linemen, get your yards, keep the chains moving.
Yeah, you don't typically see a lot of fullback dives in today's games. It's just not flashy. It doesn't look particularly impressive or anything like that, but it gets you first downs, especially on a third and short, as we saw here from Dubois. So they get a new set, and it's first and 10 at the 21-yard line. It's a handoff to the left side, dive up the middle, and it's going to be good for about 6 yards, maybe seven.
Yeah, and the Dubois offensive line is having their way right now on this drive with the Owls line. But, Jimmy, I got breaking news for you. I don't know if you noticed yet. The Owls mascot's back.
Yeah, the mascot back on the side of the field. First time we've seen him in a couple of years now. Of course, making his big return for homecoming night. And, yeah, I do believe that should bring some good juju for the Owls. Here is second and three, and there's a flag on the play. And he's turned it upfield, has Hayes, and he's ran in for a touchdown. I believe the flag is going to be on the Owls, but we'll see exactly what happens. But Hayes with a 20-yard touchdown run, if the play stands, just dropped back and bootlegged to the right and ended up, I mean, they started at the 20 was the line of scrimmage, but ended up running. It's a false start on Dubois, and that's going to come back. No touchdown.
Yeah, we love to see that. But did you notice that, Jimmy? We had two of our Owl defenders break through the line, and they were so close to getting the quarterback, and then they tripped over each other and fell over each other because we had him in the backfield, yeah, probably about a 7-8 yard loss.
Yeah, he came all the way. They started at the line of scrimmage 20-yard line. And he came all the way back to about the 32 or so before he had to turn upfield, got to the sideline and made it all the way into the end zone, and then came back on the false start, which is going to make it a second and 9. The Owls catch a break there on that one, and we'll see if they can make it count. Hayes sends a man in motion and hands it off up the middle, and he's got room to go. He'll be brought down at about the 15-yard line, and now there's some swings and some chippiness. Here's flags all over.
Yeah, I think tempers here are kind of flowing. I can't tell you who it was.
Well, if
Ashton Smith, it looks like. Yeah, it looked like he just was kind of getting ticked off and just swung at one of the Beaver defenders, it looks like, or pushed him. I can't tell.
It should be offsetting, but it's not. It's only I saw two different Beavers throw hands and nothing on their side of the ball. So that penalty is only going to be on the Owls. And they will bring Ashton out. As you were right, that's who it was that got a little heated out there on the field. Wow, kind of wild. But that's going to be the end of the first quarter. That's how the first quarter ends, with a penalty for Dubois to give him a first and 11, first and 10 on the 11. Still a 0-0 score here after the Owls get a little chippy on the field, and Dubois moves the chains again. So we'll be back with the second quarter of action. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Because of significant arterial blockage, this woman had so much pain in her leg, she could barely walk. She says there's a remarkable difference since she started seeing Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular.
When I first started going to him, I had problems walking. And afterwards, I didn't have any problems walking. I had to walk every day, which was very important, and it did make a big difference. I can walk up the stairs now without any pain, and that is a big improvement. I couldn't walk to church, and that's only a block and a half. and I can now.
She says she also loves the personalized attention she receives from the staff and the fact that everything is done in one building. Allegheny Vein and Vascular, 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call 814-368-8490 or visit them online at AlleghenyVein.com.
WESB Sports.
Owls football here on WESB Sports as they switch sides of the field. Bradford on defense and deep into their own territory as Dubois sets up after the penalty, first and goal at the 8-yard line. Here's the snap. Hayes hands it off, and he's going to stumble into the end zone, but really only because he ran into his own defender, basically untouched by the Owls.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to send pressure from the outside. I think they just read that wrong on the defensive side of the ball, and Dubois ran right up the middle, right up the gut, and stumbled their way in for a touchdown.
Yeah, I was trying to get eyes on the runner, possibly Landon Schrock. We'll see if we can find out here later. As Dubois gets set for the extra point, it's up and just squeaks in the left upright, and that's going to be the first score of the game. Dubois goes up 7-0 with 1 minute, only 6 seconds into the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Just 6 seconds have ticked off in the second quarter here as Dubois set up on the 8-yard line following the penalty and was able to punch in an 8-yard run by Landon Schrock. Point after try is good, and that makes it 7-0 in the second quarter.
Jimmy, you can feel the fall weather here tonight, can't you?
Yes, it is very much October. Here's Dubois kicking. It's a bullet that gets to about the 15-yard line, and Fitton will return. Gets bunched up at the 30, and he'll get thrown down right around the 31-yard line. Things are still a little chippy out there on the field.
Yeah, they just need to keep their cool, take the high road, and just play football. Don't let what Dubois is doing affect what you do.
Yeah,
you player.
That's fine. If you're getting under their skin, that's where you want to be. If you can live in their head for a little bit, just kind of run around in that space for a while, flipping tables, doing whatever you got to do. But don't get too worked up about it yourself. Here's first and 10 for Fitton and the Owls, and that should be offsides. And it is offsides on Dubois. Will be another 5-yard penalty. First down for the Owls. First and 5 at the 36.
Just watch the football.
Fitton sets up, trips on the right, two receivers on the left. Backfield is empty. Looks to his left and goes for Dalton Dixon, who has it at the 45, 50, 40, the 30-yard line. The defender can't get him, and he's finally hauled out at the 15-yard line. Dalton Dixon goes off and gets all the way to the 15-yard line of Dubois territory.
Captain America. He caught that ball with tight coverage. It doesn't get tighter than that. And then just his sheer speed broke off and busted. What was that, a 60-yard catch?
Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close. He got it right around the 40, in between the 40 and 45 of Bradford territory. Here's first and 10 for Fitton and the Owls, looking to strike back quickly after Dubois' first touchdown. Fitton drops back, rolls out to his right. He's getting picked off. Intended target was Wilmoth, and the Dubois defender is off and running across midfield. Doesn't look like any of the Owls will catch him. At the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown Dubois on the 16 yard line was where the Owls set up. So it's going to be an 84-yard interception return.
Yeah, it looked like Elijah was trying to roll right on the pass there and tried to force it when he had a defender at his legs, and just bad read. Just you got to shake it off. It's in the past now. Move on, move forward, get ready to rebuild, reclaim, and get back to doing what you do well, Elijah.
So intended target there was Wilmoth. After the long Dalton Dixon reception, which was on a bit of a post route, caught Dixon in stride, and then Dixon just hit the sideline and started going. His defender jumped to try to dive and catch him, and the extra point is up and good for a 14-0 lead from Dubois. And then Dixon moves inside the 15, and then on the very next play, trying to replicate that throw a little bit with Wilmoth, and it gets intercepted. Goes, I believe, 86 yards for a touchdown, and that gives us our 14-0 Dubois score. 11:23 left in the second quarter. Things got out of hand quickly here for the Owls. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. After we went scoreless in the first quarter, 0-0 score to start the second. Now here we are, less than a minute in, and it is 14-0. Dubois leads. 11:23 left in the first half. Dubois set to kick off here, leading the Owls by two possessions on homecoming night. Another bullet. Bounces at the 20, and Fitton has it at the 15. Nice move at the 20-yard line, and he'll get up to about the 28.
Yeah, the important thing here on this drive is to forget what happened on the previous play. Move forward, move on, keep your focus where it needs to be, and that's driving the football down the field. The Owls will be just fine. They have a great offense. They just need to take a breather.
Yeah, need the short memory here. You hear that sort of talk a lot at the professional level. Aaron Rodgers, guys like that, will talk about having a short memory when you make a mistake. You got to go right back out there because, you know, if you throw an interception return for a touchdown, you're immediately back on the field. You got to forget about it and just play your game. That's a tipped pass, and it'll fall incomplete on first and 10.
It still looks, Jimmy, like he's rushing the play because he had time in the pocket to sit and wait for that play to develop. And I don't know that Wilmoth was completely open there, but, I mean, it was a good pass. He just needs to take a breather. I think he's too amped up right now. I think he has a lot of energy going.
Yeah, it did look rushed. It might be where he wanted to hit his target. So he's going to roll out of the pocket here on 2nd and 10. Fling it downfield to Laktash, and that's bobbled by the Dubois defender. Boy, that was right on target, and Dubois just reached up and put a hand on it, and it falls incomplete. That was a nice pass.
That was. That he channeled Dubois his inner Mahomes.
Yeah.
But we have an Owls player down.
So that Dubois defender, I think it might be, can't quite see it.
I think it's 64.
That Dubois defender really made an effort. 64 would be Chris Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's our defensive end. But back to the play, Jimmy.
Yeah, that Dubois defender really made an extra effort there to get to that ball. I mean, that pass was completely on point. It was going to hit, I believe, Laktash in stride, wide open, and already over top of the secondary. Probably would have been a surefire touchdown if he was able to corral that cleanly. Boy, that defender made a big play there, bobbles it, tips it, and that is Chris Rodriguez. He hobbles off the field, so it doesn't look good.
Well, he's putting pressure on his leg, so you like to see that. Some positive sign that's not super serious.
Yeah,
so
they're letting him walk off on his own just with a limp. You hope he hops up on that table there, and they work a cramp out. He can get back out on the field. Meanwhile, it's 3rd and 10 for the Owls. Fitton with one man in the backfield with him and two receivers on each side. Drops back, and a blitz almost gets to him, and that's picked off. And this is going to be another Dubois touchdown. This time a 29-yard interception return.
Yeah, not. I don't know what Fitton was doing there. He had the pressure on him, and
Should have taken the sack.
Yeah, I didn't even see Owl's receiver remotely close to him. Yeah, yeah, those types of plays, you just got to take the loss and don't increase the damage more than it has to be.
What do we say? A 29-yard interception this time. So right now the Dubois defense has 113 yards of offense. So here's the extra point. It's up and good, and it's 21-0. Dubois leads the Owls here with 10:56 left. Not even 2 minutes off the second quarter here. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field following another Dubois interception return for a touchdown. It is 21-0, 10:56 left in the first half. An 84-yard interception return for a touchdown and a 29-yard interception return for a touchdown gives the Dubois defense over 100 yards. I don't even know what you would call it. 100 yards receiving for Dubois defense.
Yeah,
here's the kickoff for Dubois. And Fitton slides into about the 25-yard line. So what kind of adjustments do you want to see here for the Owls coming off of those two big interceptions, Ken?
Yeah, you want to see your quarterback calm down. That's number one. You need to pull him off. I mean, right there at the change of the possession there. Pull him off, talk to him, get him out of his own head, because right now it looks like he's stuck in his head, because I don't think anything else is wrong. He has time.
You hope the offensive line maybe comes up and says something to him. Here's a complete pass, and a move is made and brought down at the 40-yard line. That's good for a first down for the Owls, and that's Isaiah Fitton again with his second reception of the game.
Yeah, and that's that brother-to-brother connection.
So a first down for Bradford. He gets up to the 41-yard line, and that was just a quick slant run there, and Elijah hit Isaiah in stride. Boy, that must be fun. I know Elijah and Isaiah's father, David, I'm sure that's fun watching those two play together. And here's another intended for Isaiah, but good defense there by Dubois, and it's able to fall incomplete.
Yeah, when you're playing cover two, Jimmy, and that's what Dubois is doing right now, when you play cover two, the middle of the field's always going to be wide open. And I think they're starting to see that. And I think Elijah needs to pick it apart, and then once they switch over to cover one or cover three or even cover zero, that's when you can take your deep shots with Dalton or Jared.
So we see the Owls again go to doubles on the right side, one man in the backfield. Fitton drops back, and Laktash drops the pass, and that'll be 3rd and 10.
Yeah, they were showing cover zero on defense, and then they looked like they dropped back to cover four. And they were trying to set up for that screen, but they only had four Beavers blitz on him.
Well, I think Laktash was just kind of looking ahead of him, looking at the defenders. It hit him in the shoulder there and then fell incomplete.
Yeah, they just need to shake it off, relax, and play football.
Here's 3rd and 10 for Bradford. Fitton awaits the snap. And he's going to send it out to the left. There's a flag on the play and a gain of 5.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a hold in here, Jimmy.
And
I think 59 is trying to plead his case to the referee.
Yeah, kind of a dead giveaway that it's probably going to be on the Owls when you see the player immediately go up and start chatting it up with the ref a little bit. And holding Owls. So the 5-yard gain will be wiped out. And that'll bring them all the way back to the 31. No, it's a 15-yarder. Oh, rough. So the 26-yard line, and the Owls will be trying to get to the 49.
Why did they move it back 15 yards on a holding call? That should only be 10 yards.
Unless it was a horse collar, which I don't think it was, or a chop block. That's not fitting throwing the ball. That's it's bobbled and caught by Dixon somehow for a first down. He's out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
What can't he do? There was no reason, Jimmy, that play should have progressed farther than it did, and out comes Dalton Dixon. Catches the football, moves the chains.
And that was Taylen Reese in at quarterback. Didn't even see the switch. And so Reese will get credited there for a nice pass. Though that was all Dalton. That got bobbled a couple times by different people. And Dalton just came in and snagged it up. Gets to the 45-yard line in Dubois territory. Let's see if they can make something happen. Here's a pitch out and an end around to Wilmoth. He's going to get to the sideline and turn it upfield for another first down. That's out at the 35.
Yeah, they're going to count that as a pass and play, too, because it was a quick little jet, little touch with the hands.
Yeah, a bit of a shovel pass.
Like a six-inch shovel pass. Yeah, he's going to get credit for a pass right there. And great run by Jared Wilmoth using his speed.
Yeah, just beat everybody else out to the sideline and was able to turn it up and pick up exactly 10 yards. So first and 10 here for the Owls at the 35-yard line. Taylen Reese. And something has sparked the offense. Reese drops back, looks for Wilmoth again. He beats his man on the screenplay. Going to turn it up for some positive yardage. Gets a gain of about 5.
Yeah, and if Jared there, he could have got more on that play if he doesn't dance around right there. Because he gave time for the Beavers defenders to come in, but
he had his defender in front of him that he had to kind of stiff arm and get away from. So I don't know how far he gets if he doesn't make that move. But it is 2nd and 5 from the 30.
Talent's breathing some life into this offense.
Yeah, that switch up. And that first out-of-bounds play that we had the holding on, the 5-yarder, and it's an attempt to Dalton Dixon trying to air it out to the end zone, falls incomplete. But the first 5-yard pass that the holding play wiped out, that was complete to Elijah Fitton. It was Reese to Fitton out of the backfield. So they had Fitton lined up as an RB, which is why we didn't see the quarterback change because he was still lined up in the backfield. But Reese was taking the snap. And something about that switch has maybe ignited a bit of a spark here. It's 3rd and 4 for the Owls from the 29-yard line. Reese with split backs. And a handoff to Fitton. Spin move at the line of scrimmage. And dropped down to a knee, tried to get back up, didn't have a lot of room, even if he didn't touch down there. But with the knee touching down, it's going to be a small loss of a yard or two.
Yeah, tried to catch Dubois off guard there by trying to run the football. Get the ball in your playmaker's hands, which is Elijah, and see what happens from it. But obviously, we know the Owls are going to go for it.
Yeah, 4th and 6 here, 8.5 minutes left in the first half, down 21-0. And Reese has Fitton in the backfield and twins on both sides. And he's going to give it to Dixon. Boy, and he gets dragged all the way back. Made the catch about 4 yards up and then got dragged back. But forward progress is going to get him to the 26-yard line, and that's 1 yard shy of the first down. So it's a turnover on downs by just that much.
Yeah, so close, too. And that was a good thrown ball by Talon. But Dubois played it well, covered it well against Dalton. So
yeah, had to throw it just under the defender. And usually you see Dalton just somehow make that work. But this time, he looked great. But Dubois was able to play it well, get on top of it, and stop the first down. Here's a handoff on 1st and 10 for Dubois, and that's going to be a good chunk right up the middle, probably about 7 yards.
What I want to see from the Owls defense, Jimmy, that we didn't see last week against Monita was these linebackers coming up and shooting these gaps, because what we're seeing again is the linebackers are waiting for the play to come to them. You'd like to see them kind of approach these gaps with a sense of aggression, and we're just not seeing it yet, and that's why they're able to get these big chunk runs.
Yeah, shooting in the gaps, even just lining up there would be because we know they're not throwing as they run here on second and four right up the middle. Somehow breaks through the line, and he's across the 30, the 20, the 10, and he's not going to get brought down. Wilmoth is able to chase him down and make some contact, but it's going to be a touchdown, Dubois. Yeah, and now Wilmoth is limping.
Yeah, the quarterback just little read option there. The Owls bit on it, took it to the what I call the zero hole right behind the center, right up the gut. The Owls didn't notice the play, didn't know where the ball was. A big touchdown run.
So I believe it was on the 33-yard line. So it's a 67-yard touchdown, and the extra point is up, and that's good. So a 67-yard TD ran right up the middle by Dubois again. Point after is good, and it's 28-0 with 7:21 left in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We're at 7 minutes and 21 seconds here of the second quarter, and Dubois has put up 28 points in the last 4 minutes and 40 seconds of playing time.
Yeah, it's just unreal, and hopefully the Owls can rebound and start turning things in their favor, but it starts with defense, Jimmy.
Yeah, the Owls have made the switch at quarterback and brought in Talon Reese, and that seemed to spark their production a little bit as Dubois kicks off, and it's picked up at about the 18. Fitton gets out to the sideline and makes a move at the 40 across the 50 to the 45 in Dubois' territory. What a run by Fitton.
Yeah, you put the Dubois defenders there on skates. Looked like they were ice skating out there, Jimmy.
Yeah, had them had him falling all over the place there, like some old school and one basketball, only on a football field.
Or some frozen on ice.
Yeah, exactly that.
Let
so
us know.
They made the switch at quarterback, and it sparked some life into the offense, but the defense just has no answers. We forgot about that because of the interception returns. Here's another complete pass for Reese, and this is going to be Isaiah Fitton. Good for a first down, and I believe he's ruled down at let's see where they mark it. Looks like it's going to be the 33-yard line in Dubois territory. So it's a first down for Isaiah. Playing well here tonight. Haven't been able to call his name an awful lot, but getting involved here as a wide receiver.
Yeah, Talon looks good at quarterback right now. He's throwing the ball right where you want it to be.
Talon sends a man in motion, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, and gives it to Fitton, and he's bunched up. No help from the offensive line, and that's a loss of two.
Yeah, when you can't contain the defenders.
No room.
Yeah, there's no room to run, so that's probably going to get thrown out the window pretty quick with the Owls being down 28 right now.
Yeah, they were trying for a little bit of a deception, sent a man in motion, and then faked a bit of a pitch to him. And then handed it off to Elijah instead. But now they'll just put Elijah right up as a wide receiver on the line. And here's Reese with the snap. Gives it to Elijah. It's caught at the 32. And Elijah's going to go down right there. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. 4 yards, rather. And it brings up a third and seven.
Yeah, it looks like we have third another Owls defender down now. I mean, lineman down. 59, it looks like.
59 or 54. It's either Harry Morriso. There is no 54. So it's Harry Morriso.
Yep.
And we've seen him dealing with cramp issues before in prior games. So you hope that's what it is. As the Owls take a knee here. 6 minutes left in the first half. And let's see. We'll keep it here. Looks like Morriso is up on his own and hopping off the field here. Bit of a limp. So, again, he walks off by himself, which you hope is another cramp for Morisot.
Yeah, have we seen Chris Rod back yet?
I believe so. I have to keep an eye. So it's going to be, meanwhile, 3rd and 8 for the Owls. Talon Reese working out of the shotgun. Trips on the left. And 2 wide receivers on the right. Takes the snap. Looks to his right. It's caught by Isaiah. And he's going to try to gun for that first down. And I believe he has it. Plus a couple yards.
Yeah, good play call there, too. Dubois running the cover, too. And where do you think the ball's going? Right across the middle. So Talon's smart enough to see that. So as a freshman, that's hard to pick up as a freshman. And seeing that and making the right read, good for him.
Yeah, he's able to read the coverage. Don't know if he knows all the tricks of the trade, but he's seeing it in real time, which is just as good. So here's the catch by Elijah at the 15. And he's pulled out of bounds. Yeah, at about the 15. So it's a gain of 6 yards for Elijah. Maybe it was the 14 or the 16, rather. I might have overshot it a bit. So a gain of 5, 2nd and 5.
Yeah, and Talon right now is 8 of 9 with only the one incompletion, which was that little teardrop pass he tried to feed to Dixon. So he's making the right decisions.
And the Owls in the red zone. 5.5 minutes left in the first half, down 28-0. Looking for the spark, but also need to know that they can go get it done on the other side. Split backs for Reese. Takes the snap and immediately looks to his left, and it's batted down. Good defense there from Dubois, able to get up and bring that pass down.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and check the Dubois defender's shoes because I think he might have flubber underneath it.
Some sort of spring in there.
Something's fishy. That was really
flubber,
good.
Flubber, I think. Is a good reference. Not sure. Yeah, I mean, I have no other explanation. So it very well could be. 3rd and 5 here for the Owls. Reese has fit in the backfield. And he's looking to the left. Intended target is Dalton Dixon, and it's going to fall incomplete. Now the defender tried to make a play on that and didn't come down with it. So if that would have gotten to Dixon, he would have been home free for the end zone.
Yeah, that was a great play call too by Coach Zitnik. I like that one. You got Dixon on the one-on-one matchup. Just that Dubois cornerback's playing really well tonight.
Another crucial fourth down for the Owls. Couldn't convert on the last one. This one's 4th and 5 from the 16. Reese for Dixon. And I believe it's intercepted in the end zone. Reese is intercepted in the end zone, and Dubois gets their 3rd interception of the night. At least this one is brought down for a touchback and not returned in the other end zone for a TD.
Yeah, you don't see Dixon losing many of the 50-50 balls, and that's one of the rare occasions that he did.
Yeah, it was Dubois' defender was a little more inside on that one. So it might have been a bit easier of a play for him to make than it would have been for Dalton. But, yeah, tough. And Dixon's on the sideline now, obviously very upset. But it's going to be a 1st and 10 for Dubois. Here's where we need to see the Owls defense make a change, adjust. It's a run up the middle again, and it's going to be good for about 5 yards. Things are still a little chippy at Parkway Field.
Yeah, great. Great run there by the Dubois defense. But we did see the Owls make an adjustment there. They had 5 stacked up in the box, which we haven't seen all year. So
that's what you want.
Yep, that's the adjustment that you need to make to slow the run down. I think we have a new player, 62. I believe that's Jesse Taylor, is plugging in at defensive end.
So with 5 in the box, because we've seen that they have no interest in throwing the ball, you have to make them throw the ball, dare them to throw it. And here's another handoff. Dubois, Hayes rolls out, and he is going to get back to the line of scrimmage and keep going. It's going to be a gain of about 2, and it'll bring up a 3rd and about 3 yards.
Yeah, good pursuit by the Owls defense. They swarmed all over the football, had about 7 or 8 Owls. Once that quarterback broke out of the contain, 8 Owls swarmed to it.
Dubois swapped out Hayes for that one.
Oh, 15's yeah, coming off
Hayes,
the field.
So this is very hard to keep up with. Hayes was playing quarterback for all but up until this set. And now he's in at wide receiver, which is the same thing the Owls did with Fitton, interestingly enough. And we have the new quarterback in, this time on a keeper, running for a first down is Austin Mitchell.
Yeah, it looks like they're attacking the defensive end. I think Lucas Lactash looks like they're running right at him, and they're pulling a guard there, too, to get the extra blocker.
So the quarterback keeper gets to the 34-yard line, and it's good for a first down for Dubois. And Mitchell will stay in at QB. He's got double twins and one man with him in the backfield working out of the shotgun, and he's going to pass it, screenplay, to the left. Owls make contact, but get dragged a couple of yards, and it's going to be a gain of about six.
Yeah, and that was a little bubble screen by the Beavers. And the Owls picked it up. Just they need to wrap up just a little tighter, Jimmy.
Yeah, Dubois has yards after contact is going to be pretty high for this game, as they've been able to get a lot of second effort yards. Here's Mitchell on another screenplay. This one's going to go for a first down and get across midfield and finally drag down at the 43-yard line in Bradford territory.
Yeah, when you're playing a cover three, Jimmy, you don't have that extra defender up on the second receiver when you're running a twin set. So a little quick passes like that, I mean, you got to take advantage of it, and that's what Dubois is doing.
So 2.5 minutes now left into the first half. Not how we thought this game was going to go. New Dubois had won their past two, just beat Ridgeway. But the Owls coming off a 36-point effort. And Dubois is really bringing it to him. So here is Mitchell. He's going to get sacked this time by Lucas Lactash and go down at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, that's a positive sign. I mean, silver lining and everything, Jimmy. And seeing Lactash being able to beat the right tackle, you like to see it.
Lucas Lactash, his first game in as a defensive end, first time as a pass rusher, and is able to get down there for the sack here late in the second half and potentially make a bid for the collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street. Here's second and 16 for Dubois, and going to come down right around the line of scrimmage again, does Mitchell.
Yeah, we're seeing the Owls defense flex their muscles a little bit. So we're seeing them actually shoot the gaps this time. So I think Coach had a little quick talk with them during the substitutions, sending kids in and out. So hopefully they can maintain this and try to get back in this ball game.
You hope that's the case. We've seen them get to a couple of stops when they get into the backfield there. Now we'll have to see how they respond to Dubois getting up past the line of scrimmage. That's where they've been struggling. Third and 16 again. And it's going to be Dubois' timeout. We'll take a Tax-In timeout right along with them. Brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
We're back for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports at Parkway Field for the Owls homecoming night, hosting Dubois, and it has not gone the Owls' way thus far. Dubois up 28-0 with just under a minute left in the first quarter, coming out of a timeout. They lost 6 yards to get brought down back at the 50, and that's where they'll take third down. Does Austin Mitchell, hands it off to Hayes, and Hayes is going to get brought down another 11 or 12 yards out.
Yeah, there's a spark here with the defense, and I think they're just going to call a timeout to stop the clock.
So that stops it at 43 seconds. We'll keep it here as we're under a minute to go and just came back from a tax-in timeout. And another drop for a loss. We had Lucas Laktash on the big sack at the 50-yard line, and then a no gain. And now another 12 yards back. Down goes Cameron Hayes of DuBois, and it brings up a fourth and a mile. 20, 25, 28, almost 30 yards. 28 yards, fourth and 28. As the Owls take a timeout and try to save themselves enough time to find the end zone one time before the half.
What you're going to want to see here is a quick return. Don't try to get too flashy with it. Get the ball in the offense, and you're going to see a lot of seam routes and a lot of out-of-bounds, like a little out route. Try to stop the clock, and so you're going to see a lot of quick passing here on this next Owls drive.
Yeah, unless you see your blocking is absolutely dominating right here, you just get the ball up as far as you can and go down on first contact. So DuBois gets sent to punt. It's up, and it's a bullet to about the 30-yard line. Fitton has it across the goes back to the 30 and across the 35 to the sideline and out of bounds at the 42 and a late hit. The ref pulls the flag but doesn't throw it. The ref pulled the flag out of his pocket and then put it back in.
Yeah,
You don't often see that.
I don't know how that was in the flag because Elijah got tackled by his head about 6 yards out of bounds. I don't know. I don't think they can defend momentum on that one.
Kind of speechless. He had it out. He had the flag in his hand and then put it back. Very strange. So it's first and 10 for Bradford, 32 seconds on the clock. Talon Reese has Elijah Fitton in the backfield and trips to the left. Showing blitz. Reese looks to the left, gives it to Dixon, and it might be intercepted. And it is. Talon Reese throws his second interception of the game. And Elijah Fitton can't believe it. He's standing at the 35 with his hands on his hips. Where did this DuBois team come from?
I don't know, but they're playing really good football. The cornerback on that play just jumped the route. It was a really long developing play for something that's supposed to be a quick little dump play, and you can't take that long on those quick throws.
So first and 10, now that timeout is kind of came back to bite the Owls as DuBois sets up from the 38-yard line in Bradford territory with 27 seconds left. And it looks like Mitchell is back in at quarterback. No, that's Hayes back in at quarterback. Steps up into the pocket and launches it for the end zone. He's got a man there, and it's broken up by Caleb Shenfield.
Yeah, that was good coverage down the field. And so Dixon and Shenfield covering the two receivers. The quarterback did, though, kind of throw only where the DuBois receiver could catch it. But Shenfield was there and swatted the ball out of bounds. So great work, great coverage.
Yeah, it was a pretty nicely thrown ball. I mean, as far as 45 yards through the air passes go, yep, it was pretty much right on target. Somehow Caleb was able to jump up there and make a play on it, bat it down, brings up a second and 10. And Hayes sets up, sends his running back over to the other side, snaps the ball, and he might keep this one. He's across the line of scrimmage now, and he's going to get across the 30 and brought down at the 28-yard line. It's going to be real close for a first down. They will move the chain, so it'll be first and 10 DuBois, and it'll take a timeout with 13 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, and this is setting up for the DuBois team to take shots at the end zone. I mean, you got four plays with 12 seconds left. I don't think you're going to see a lot of over the middle unless it's on this next play and the DuBois call a quick timeout.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what they'll do, actually. Yeah. Take the shot, 12 seconds. And then, you know, it's a first and 10, so downs aren't an issue. I believe they have one timeout left.
Yep, one timeout left. And if you're the Owls, the goal here is to keep the play in the middle of the field. You can't sacrifice the out-of-bounds. You have to let the interior of the field kind of be your 12th man on defense.
Hmm.
Keep the clock moving. So hopefully we see that. Hopefully they protect the out-of-bounds or the end zone. we can keep the clock moving.
So here comes Dubois out of the timeout. 12.9 seconds. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. Cameron Hayes and two wide receivers on either side. One man in the backfield. Takes the snap. Drops back. And he airs it out. He's got a man open. He lays out for the pass, and it falls incomplete. But it only takes 5 seconds off the clock.
Yep, those are those shots that I'm talking about. So you're really not going to see anything across the middle now. Everything's going to be deep to out of bounds or in the end zone.
So that one was just overthrown by a couple of feet, maybe a couple yards, honestly.
Yeah, they just relax defense and take a deep breath and watch your coverage here.
Side to side, almost dead on target, just overthrown by a couple yards. But a second and 10 from the same spot, 28-yard line, 7 seconds now. Dubois, Hayes drops back, and he's going to have pressure. He's keeping it. He's got room right up the middle. Inside the 20, Bradford spins him around out of bounds. And I believe it's Elijah Fitton with a huge tackle and now a late flag after the fact. As time ticks to zero, so a very late flag. Can only be unsportsmanlike. It's not a late hit.
No, I don't. Yeah. Hard to tell here. Yeah, they're having a discussion about it.
Yeah. I think the timing is what makes it weird because the flag is so late. At this point, Elijah Fitton is the guy that made the play. There were no other Owls really involved after the fact, and he was already walking away. I mean, it happens on the sideline, and they go into the Dubois sideline. Okay, so they've pointed to the Owls' side of the field, but they haven't really explained the call.
I'm not sure.
And that it's going to be a very strange end of the half because Dubois is making their way into the locker room, and none of the Owls really know what just happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but making the quarterback scramble on that last play, Jimmy, saved them.
So, not a... a very strange way to end the first half. But either way, we're going to go in with Dubois up 28-0 here on the Owls homecoming night at Parkway Field. And Bradford is going to be fired up in that locker room. To be a fly on the wall for that conversation would be very interesting. We are going to have our Owls halftime show coming up in just a couple of minutes. That will include Halftime with the AD, presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford, sitting down with Mike Erickson and getting a chance to chat about some of the other fall sports going on in the Bradford Area School District. We'll also have a quick scoring recap and stats for the first half of the Owls football game here at Parkway Field for homecoming night against Dubois. Again, 28-0 is the score. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Meinert!
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field and Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, and it's time for the Owls halftime show. Here, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll get to Halftime with the AD. That is presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. But first, we do want to get through our scoring recap. Then after we hear from Mike Erickson, we will do a quick stats recap from our first half of action. We are here at homecoming night at Parkway Field. So we have an extended halftime for the homecoming ceremonies. Right now, walking down the 50-yard line at Parkway Field, Dubois has gone up 28-0 in the first half of play after a scoreless first quarter. So after the first 12 minutes, it's 0-0. And then all of a sudden, it's 28-0 before the halftime with two teams in the locker room. And I'm sure having two very different conversations right now. So how do we get to this point? Again, the first quarter, completely scoreless. We did see right off the bat that Dubois was having more production than Bradford was. Dubois was moving the ball more consistently than the Owls were. We had a couple of three and outs for the Owls. We had Dubois kind of just marching downfield, almost exactly like Monatah did last week, but with a lot less touchdowns. And we get through the first quarter without a score. However, it was set up. Dubois was at the in the red zone to start that second quarter of action. And of course, as soon as we get into the second, it only takes them the first play there to find their first touchdown. An 8-yard TD run by Schrock. The point after is good, and it's a 7-0 Dubois lead. Then on the next possession, the Owls trying to march downfield. It's a big play to Dalton Dixon as he takes it about 54 yards inside the 20-yard line. An excellent reception from him, and the yards after the catch were tremendous. But on the very next play, Fitton tries to make a play to Wilmoth, and that one is intercepted and returned 84 yards for a touchdown by Dubois. That point after is good as well, and it's 14-0. And that was in a matter of about 28 seconds of playing time. Then on the next possession, again, Elijah Fitton trying to make something happen. He gets intercepted. This time it's a 29-yard return for a touchdown. Point after attempt is good, and it's 21-0 Dubois. And then later on in the second quarter, after we have already seen Hayes, who was the starting quarterback, switch to a wide receiver and Mitchell take over, Cameron Hayes goes back under center, more in the shotgun rather, but as a quarterback for Dubois, and he has a 67-yard touchdown run, and the point after is good. Makes it 28-0 for Dubois. And two quarters down, two contestants for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Our second quarter contestant was Mike Wilmoth. So Carol Van Dusen of the first quarter and Mike Wilmoth of the second quarter. No scores in either for the Owls means that you have both won a free lunch special from Toji's substation. Coming up for the third and fourth quarter, if the Owls do score in either quarter, you win a free dinner from Toji's Family Restaurant off the Value Pack menu. So that's Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can enter today in either Toji's location, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation. Each week we draw four names, two from each location, and assign them a quarter, and then they win their prizes accordingly. So a quick stats recap coming up after halftime with the AD. But first, earlier I was able to sit down and talk with Mike Erickson about some of the other sports going on for the fall calendar at Bradford High School. It's halftime with the AD presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford on WESB Sports.
Time for halftime with the AD with Mike Erickson, presented by Liberty Tavern across the street from Fairway Ford here in Bradford. It is week six for Bradford Owls football. It is currently our extended halftime here during the homecoming game hosting Dubois from Parkway Field. Thanks for joining me again today, Mike.
I appreciate it, Jimmy. And again, a shout out to Butch over at the Liberty Tavern. Appreciate you having us on here tonight and sponsoring this segment of the show.
So this is the time we get, and luckily 2 weeks in a row now, we've got a couple extra minutes here to go over some of the other sports going on from the Bradford Area High School in the fall sports. Soccer, golf. We talked about a few of these places already getting ready for some postseason matchups. So where do you want to start off with us today?
Well, let's just start off last Saturday. You know, last Saturday, our boys and girls cross country teams went down to Hershey. It wasn't the state finals. It was an invitational that they host down there, kind of a prelude to the state championships. We did fairly well. I mean, there were some good times that were run. Did not come back with any medals. You know, they had a few injuries we were dealing with at this time of the season. So it was a good trip for us. I think they learned a lot. Got to see the course, and great experience for the kids there. Also, Saturday we had boys soccer match. The boys soccer team was down in Dubois. Picked up a good win down there against a good Dubois team. It was a 3-1 win mm-hmm. down there. Then moving on to Monday. Monday was the opening round of the boys District 9 championship. We're hosting that in Bradford this year at the Penn Hills Club.
Spencer Cornelius.
Spencer had a great round that
Doing
day.
Doing it again.
Yeah, so the boys is a two-day tournament. Spencer qualified for the second round, which is coming up tomorrow, Saturday,
yeah.
again, over at Penn Hills. You know, he's in the lead in the AAA division. If he shoots an average round for him,
yeah.
he'll move on to states.
He's got a really good chance.
Yeah, he's got a really good chance. Now, he's been to states before, so
we've got two of the six playing Saturday, right, with Jake Franz as well?
Yep. Yeah. Jake Franz is there as well. Good luck to Spencer. Good luck to Jake.
Yeah.
See how things shake out tomorrow. Yeah, I also going back to last Monday there also, we had girls varsity golf picked up a win at Ridgeway. Also Monday, girls varsity volleyball was in St. Mary's, had a five-set match down there. Unfortunately, we came up on the short end there. We lost 3-2 to St. Mary's, but it was a good match, hard fought both ways. Moving on to Tuesday, boys golf went to Ridgeway. Lost a close match over there, 221-227. Girls golf beat Smethport. It was a 29-26 win. Girls soccer, a big win against Warren High School. Warren was the team that put them out of the playoffs last year.
A revenge game.
It was a bit of a revenge game, and I knew our girls really took that to heart. So our girls won 4-1 here. Big goals by Bella Prince, Kelsey Austin, Maddie Coburn, and Abby Nuzzo. Tuesday, we also had girls volleyball. Had a 3-0 win against Kane here in Bradford. Alex Ordaway and Kaylee Dixon both had very good nights there on Tuesday. Moving on to Wednesday, the only game we had Wednesday was boys varsity soccer. We had Cathedral Prep here at Parkway Field. Cathedral Prep is year in and year out one of the top teams in the state.
Yeah.
We did not fare so well against them on Wednesday. Put up a good effort, put up a nice fight, but they were lighting up the scoreboard pretty well.
They swarm, man.
Yeah,
it's like having an extra kid on the field or something.
They are extremely well skilled, well coached. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a tough team to beat when they move into the playoffs.
I mean, for just about anybody.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thursday, we had our girls golf team. They're part of the North Penns Woods Golf League. Our girls golf team actually won the league tournament yesterday. It was a team tournament, so the team of Sophie Cornelius, Alexi Coriani, Cadence Stiles, Peyton Morgan, and Lillian Erickson came through with a win over Kane, and then Smethport finished third. So nice honor for those girls there, a little bit of recognition for them as well. So moving on Thursday, girls tennis. It was senior night last night for the girls. Had Brockway come up. Unfortunately, we did lose that one 6-1, but it was a nice night for Michaela Irons, who was our only senior.
Oh, nice.
Last night.
So, yeah.
Girls varsity soccer last night had Erie High School come in, and pretty much the opposite of what Cathedral Prep did to us on Wednesday, we did to Erie on Thursday.
Yeah.
It ended up being an 11-1 game. Several girls scored, many of them multiple goals. Team's hitting on all cylinders right now, I think. And then, finishing up this week, our girls volleyball team last night was in Brookville and lost down there 3-0.
That brings us to tonight, obviously, halftime here at Parkway Field as the Owls host Du Bois on homecoming night. And then coming up this weekend, take us home from there.
So Saturday, like we talked about before, it's the final day of the Boys District 9 Golf Championships. Again, good luck to Spencer and to Jake out there. Boys and girls cross country is heading to Rochester for the McQuaid Invitational. We're hosting girls soccer tomorrow. We've got Du Bois coming up tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. start. Should be a great game.
Yeah.
I believe that was a 4-3 game when we were there earlier in the year. And then tomorrow morning, our boys are going to Punxsutawney, 11 o'clock game down there. Moving on to Monday, girls varsity golf. Girls golfers are going into the District 9 championship. Only going to be a team championship event for them. So that match will be played at the Clarion Oaks Golf Course, just outside of Clarion. And then girls volleyball is home against Johnsonburg. And Monday girls soccer is headed to McDowell.
So busy slate on Monday.
Busy on Monday also. Tuesday, boys varsity soccer is home against McDowell. Wednesday, girls soccer is home against Oil City. Thursday, boys soccer is headed to Meadville. Girls soccer is headed to Elk County. And girls volleyball will be hosting Du Bois. And if you get a chance to come out and see volleyball match, it would be a good one to see as well. Du Bois is a very high paced, high skilled volleyball team. You know, probably the best team in the area here. So it should be a good match with them as well. And then that brings us up to next Friday, October 8th. We are headed to Punxsutawney. 7 o'clock start, boys varsity football.
Thanks for joining me again tonight.
Thank you, Jimmy. And again, thanks to Liberty Tavern and Butch and the crew in there.
Yeah, we'll see you again next week. Halftime with the AD, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
So we're coming out of halftime with the AD, presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. And it is still halftime here at Parkway Field. We've got a couple minutes left before the Owls retake the field. Down 28-0 to DuBois on homecoming night. And I have, or rather Cam, my color commentator tonight, has our stats for tonight. Go ahead for the Owls offensive stats, Cam.
Yeah, so we have Elijah Fitton was 3-of-12 for 83 yards and 2 interceptions before he got replaced by Talon Rees.
Right.
And Talon came in and kind of sparked the offense, started out 8-of-9 and then kind of cooled off that last drive. But he's right now 8-of-13 with 76 yards and 2 interceptions. So together we're right around 160 passing yards with 4 interceptions, and not the kind of balance we are used to seeing with the Owls offense. And receiving, we have Dalton Dixon right now, 3 catches, 91 yards, and he had that big 60-yard catch in the first quarter. And out of nowhere, Elijah's little brother Isaiah is in the game, 4 catches for 42 yards, and two of those catches were big first down catches. So altogether, I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement, and we got to minimize the mistakes and just keep the ball moving down the field. When Talon came in, you saw the offense kind of slow down and started eating up the clock. And I think that's probably the best approach moving forward, is chew more of the clock off, because with Elijah, it's big play, big play, big play. And with Talon, it's more calculated, more you're going to get your 5-yard dump, 7-yard passes, and he'll end up eventually taking a shot. And on one of those shots, unfortunately, that was intended for Dalton, that was another interception for Talon. But we just need to regroup, come back out here, keep a positive mindset. And I will always say this, football is 90% mental, 10% skill. So keep your chin up, come out here, 0-0.
So that's our first half stats, and we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with the second half, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street features all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Dine in safely with well-spaced and frequently sanitized seating. Or for takeout and delivery, call 36-TOJI'S. Open for lunch and dinner every day, even holidays.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls coming out of the locker room after halftime, down 28-0 to DuBois on homecoming night. As Cam mentioned when we were recapping the stats, we did see a spark here from the Owls when they made the switch for Elijah Fitton at quarterback and swapped him into more of a halfback role, but we've also seen him line up as a wide receiver, and brought in Talon Rees, the freshman quarterback that started in Fitton's place when he was in quarantine just a few weeks ago. And that did start to bring the Owls offense to life a little bit. Got down into the red zone, was knocking at the door a couple times, and that ultimately ended in a interception and a touchdown as the Owls get set to kick off here for the start of the third quarter. Abby Nuzzo's kick is up and takes a bounce at the 40. And it'll be returned across the 50-yard line. DuBois already in Bradford territory, and they'll start from the 43. But what I was getting at is basically we'll see if that spark can carry over. They also had that that penalty to end the second quarter, so we'll see if they got fired up there in the locker room and what they come out here like in the third quarter.
Yeah, just what the Owls need to do is forget about the first half, more or less forget about the second quarter, come out here and win quarter number three and quarter number four, and like I said, remain positive, remain aggressive, and hopefully we see it here.
Yeah, even less than that, win this possession, you know, win this set of downs. You got to think of it in as small a segments as you can. Here's a handoff up the middle, and the Owls get to trip him up at the line of scrimmage. Going to be a short gain, maybe 2 yards.
Yeah, no, we just saw good penetration there by the defensive tackles on the Owls, and able to wrap them up. They're not going for the shoulder pads anymore, which is what we want to see. These football players is making more of a base tackle, so great job by the Owls.
Yeah, a bit of a shoestring tackle there, but you take it either way because it was good penetration. Got him down after a gain of 1 yard. Brings up 2nd and 9. And Dubois, see if we can see who's in at QB. We've had Hayes and Mitchell both in. Sends a man in motion. And it's going to be a fullback run right up the gut. And it'll be a couple yards shy of the first down. It is Hayes back in there.
Yeah, just a simple fullback dive up the gut. They split the two defensive tackles for the Owls and got a good chunk there.
Yeah, it's going to be a gain of about 6, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 3. So the Owls, pretty crucial 3rd down. It's going to set the tone for the rest of the third quarter. Make a statement here to Dubois, 3rd and 3. Another fullback dive, and that's good for a 1st down and a couple extra as well. Get to about the 29-yard line.
And it looks like Dubois is coming out here and running the ball super physical. On it, they're low on their shoulder, keeping their feet moving. And what we want, just the Owls shoot the gap, contain. If we can do that, we're going to limit what the Owls' deep offense is going to be able to do and force them into uncomfortable positions.
This is more similar to how Dubois was running the ball in the first quarter than what they were doing offensively in the second. The first quarter was full of these fullback dives and halfback, you know, just slightly off to the left. But here's a dive right up the middle again, this time by the running back, and that might be good for another 1st down. The Owls just haven't made the adjustment yet.
No, they're still not filling in those gaps and leaving these running lanes open for these receivers. For these running backs. So they need to be able to fill those gaps in, because if you don't, you're going to have a long night. It's going to be a long half if you're not able to fill these gaps.
So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 1. 9 minutes and 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Again, the Owls trailing 28-0 and looking for an answer here on defense. Dubois, another handoff up the middle. And this one only gets a short gain, but it is going to be enough for a 1st down for Dubois.
Yeah, just we're seeing very simple offense here. Hand the ball to the running back right up the gut. Hit a hole, keep your feet moving, and we just want to see the Owls come out with a little bit of attitude here on defense, Jimmy, you know? Just get some sort of aggression, fight off these blocks, because I'm not seeing a lot of the Owls defenders trying to fight off these blocks at all. It looks like they're more interested in engaging in the block than shedding off of it.
So Dubois setting up at the 15. If you're wondering how they're already so far into Bradford territory, it's because that last second penalty. Hayes rolling out to the right, and he's going to take off. And he's going to fight his way inside the 5, and he'll go out of bounds or down. Can't quite make up. Looks like maybe out of bounds at the 3-yard line. But what I was saying is that penalty at the very end of the second quarter got tacked on to where they kicked off to start the second, which doesn't help your field position battle.
No, not at all. But, hey, on that last play, Lucas Lactash broke free from that right tackle and almost brought down the quarterback in the backfield. So I want to see more of that consistency here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Hayes was able to break free and turn up field for a 1st and goal. And there goes Dalton Yale for a 3-yard touchdown plunge.
Yeah, just a simple handoff right up the gut, using the momentum, falling behind your lead blockers. Touchdown, Beavers.
So Dalton Yale gets his first TD of the game as Dubois takes a 34-0 lead with the point after coming now. Here's the put down. The kick is up, and it's good. It's a 35-0 lead for Dubois here on Bradford's homecoming night with 9 minutes left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, and the rest of the game should go much quicker than this first half has, as the Owls go down by their fifth touchdown, makes it 35-0, and that puts them into the mercy rule. The Owls' old nemesis from days past, the mercy rule means it'll be a running clock, except for on scores and timeouts, and anytime the referee says stop. Here's the return from Fitton. Gets bunched up hard at the 30-yard line. And boy, that was a swarming tackle by Dubois. But Fitton pops right back up.
Yeah, seems good. Good running back there. I mean, good run back by Elijah and being able to take the hit. I don't know where else he had to go on that return. They swarmed it really quick.
Yeah, they got to him quickly and kind of closed off any lane that he might have had to get anywhere else. But he handled it well. I think he's still in there at quarterback right now. And draws the offsides from Dubois.
Yeah, looks like they're going back to Elijah back at quarterback. Just to see if we can get something going here on offense. Get into the end zone, put some points up on the board.
Boy, and that looked like a much more, you know, calm and kind of collected fit in there as he got everybody set. Takes the first and five, almost slips there, but is able to stay on his feet. He's going to try to turn it upfield, and he gets to the 40-yard line, first down for the Owls, and that's where he'll get popped out of bounds at about the 41.
And what was really smart on Fitton is when he was rolling out, the defender that was coming up didn't know if it was going to be a runner pass, and Elijah did a smart move and cocked the ball up to his shoulder, and he kind of dropped just to, like, paused and just for a brief second. That allowed Elijah to kind of break past him and get that first down.
Yeah, just enough, a bit of a head fake, a little pump fake there to have the defender second guess himself. Here's first and 10 from the 41. Fitton drops back. He's in trouble again, and he's going to get wrapped up and dropped for a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, it looked like the defensive end beat the right tackle on that play and just blew it up. He blew up the pocket, crumbled it, and Elijah had nowhere to go there. He couldn't use his speed at that moment.
So what I was getting at was when Elijah drew Dubois offsides there, seemed like a completely different Fitton. He was out on the field. He drew them offsides. He gave a slap. Or a clap, rather, and he pointed it out and just kind of, he's very casual about it. Like, he saw what he wanted. He got what he was trying to do. Here's a overthrown pass to Girdlestone that goes out of bounds. And then on that running play, he just kind of popped up and went back to work, whereas before he was showing a lot of emotion. I wonder if he's settled down here and he heard something in the locker room that has him feeling a little differently than he did in the first half.
Again, that's kind of what we were talking about in that first quarter with him, is he just seemed really excited, a lot of anxiety, maybe a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Just take a breather and do what you're good at, and that's play quarterback.
Also, on the sack that he took, the 5-yard loss, in the first quarter, he was throwing those, and it was getting intercepted. But that time, he just took the loss there. So now he steps up big into Jared Wilmoth. Ooh, and Wilmoth has it, but drops it at the 32-yard line. He's all over his arms and hands, but somehow still falls incomplete, and he is upset about that one. He's going to get comforted by Isaiah.
Yeah, if he catches that, there's not another defender there, and he was hitting stride.
Well, yeah, and Wilmoth is too fast. I mean, that guy was kind of step-in-step with him, But when Wilmoth wants to turn it on, he wasn't going to get caught anyways. Looks like the teammates are picking him up a little bit, which is good. You want to kind of just forget that and move on. It's a bummer, but, you know, it's a 35-point game right now. Here's the punt from Dixon, and it's another boot from Cap. 34 yards, and it gets muffed, but he's able to pick it back up, and the Owls smack into him at the 34-yard line. That is Shenfield.
Yeah, that might be the collision of the game right there, Jimmy.
Smacked him. I was really thinking about giving it to Lactash on that sack earlier, but boy, that was a hard hit by Caleb Shenfield. That is definitely in the running. We're talking about the collision of the game, of course, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And we've still got the Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T Inn, way up for grabs. I mean, it could be anybody's MVP as of right now. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Running clock rule. Hand it off. Dubois right up the middle and gets a nice gain of about 7 yards.
Yeah, the Owls called the blitz play right there. And I believe it was Elijah that was in there. Just the Beavers picked it up last second, because if not, Elijah's blown that play up for a 5-6 yard loss.
Yeah, just beat it out, just barely, and turn that loss into instead that it had an extra Owls defender engaged and unable to make a tackle. So instead, they pick up a 7 yard gain. It's second and three. Here's another handoff up the middle. First down and contact at about the 50. Drives forward to the Owls 47.
Yeah, that was just a simple zone read play by the quarterback, and saw that the left side was compromised on the Owls defense, and just ran it right there, right to the left. Pick up of about 15. Keep the chains moving, and the Dubois are not getting stopped.
Yeah, I actually marked it at the 48, so 1 yard less than I had originally thought, but still first and 10 in Bradford territory. Dubois working from right to left on your radio. Hayes takes the snap, and boy, bounces right off an Owls defender and goes forward for about 8 yards.
Yeah, you've seen the defense getting dialed up in blitzes in the second half, and the Owls are so close to blowing that play up.
Well, I think that's a number 18 I'm looking at.
Yep.
Yeah, if that's Garrett Nissel, who's not even listed, he's got a name and a number on the roster. No position, no grade, no height, no weight. So I don't know if he's a recent addition, but he is a tough downhill runner. Here's another handoff to him right now. And he broke it open at the 30, the 20, the 10. And he's going to sneak into the end zone with another touchdown for Dubois.
That was a great run by the Dubois running back, but they just got away with murder right there. Elijah came in on the blitz, and the running back, I believe number 5 from Dubois, literally tackled Elijah and whipped him down to the ground.
So, again, no flag on the play as Nissel, if that is indeed him, I mean, wearing the number 18, and is the only number 18 I got, Garrett Nissel, with a 48-yard touchdown. He's not the fastest guy in the field. And the Owls have one guy almost running him down. The extra point is up and good. But tried to dive to make the contact before he got into the end zone and just couldn't get in there. Was two steps back too far, and gets in there for a 42-0 lead, does Dubois. And that's going to be 3 minutes and 13 seconds left in the third quarter where the clock stops on the mercy rule. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field and Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming off another Dubois touchdown. This one is a 48-yarder by Garrett Nissel. Kind of a mystery on the roster sheet. Everybody else, and I think literally, Yeah, there's one other guy. No, there isn't. There isn't. He's the only guy on my roster with just a name and number. He's got no position, no height, no weight, no grade listed, and he comes out for a 48-yard TD to make it 42-0. And the Owls on the ensuing kickoff bring it back to the 40-yard line. And we'll see. We stick with Elijah Fitton here at quarterback as he rolls back out onto the field. He's got Girdlestone in the backfield. He's got Wilmoth and Isaiah to the right. And he's got Dixon and Lactash to the left. And he's going to try to get it to Isaiah, but it's picked off again at midfield. And he's tackled at the 40-yard line by Nate Girdlestone. Dubois with their fifth INT of the game.
Yeah, and that's, I'll just say it, folks, that's just a frustration play. After that last play, on the when Dubois had the ball, Elijah just came out and tried to force something that wasn't there. He's just trying to achieve too much, and Dubois' defense isn't really allowing it. And so just putting a ball where it didn't need to go, not the right read. He just needs to relax. And I'll keep saying that. I've already said it 25 times on this broadcast. Short-term memory.
That was Derek Burkett from Dubois with the interception. Brings it to the 38-yard line in Bradford territory, and Dubois looking at another first down. Here is first and 10. And another, this time I think a third-string QB is in. It's a handoff up the middle. It is Carson Dombrowski. He's listed as a wide receiver and a kicker. But he's in here at quarterback currently.
Yeah, it was a
six-yard run, by the way.
Just a little simple dive. Nothing too sexy about it. Just a little handoff. Chewed up half of the yardage required by the chains.
Looking at a second and 4. Maybe second and 5 for Dubois. And out of the I formation, fullback dive up the middle. Boy, I mean, just pulling the jerseys, tugging, diving at him, can't bring him down, and it's going to move the chains and then some, and it'll set Dubois up inside the 25 at the 23-yard line.
The Owls were almost there. They came on the left defensive end, came out of nowhere, and almost blew that play up in the backfield. 62, do you have that for the Owls? Yeah, that's Jesse Taylor, the new addition to the Owls.
That would be why he's not on my my roster. Here's another first down for Dubois. And it's taken under center again, and this time handed off. And the running back, who is Brendan Orr now, gets a short gain about 3 yards.
Yeah, and that was Jesse Taylor there in on a tackle. That is a big boy.
Yeah. And Christian Jackson also out there as well, and makes his way to the sideline. Brings up a second and 7 for Dubois from the 20-yard line. Dubois getting back into the red zone again. 21 seconds, though, left in the third quarter with the mercy rule running clock going, 42-0. And here's a run up the middle. And a broken tackle gets to the 12-yard line and dragged down by a couple of Owls. It is number 7, Isaiah Fitton, and maybe Lactash on the other side of that tackle. Couldn't quite see.
Yeah, it was hard to read.
But that brings us to the end of the third quarter. 42-0, Dubois leads the Owls. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular is the region's only vascular specialist providing full-spectrum vein care, including innovative treatment of new and old blood clots. Brand new for 2018, Dr. Tejera is the only physician in our region offering VenaSeal, which is the latest, most innovative, and minimally invasive treatment for venous insufficiency. How do you know if you have vein disease? Symptoms may include legs that feel swollen, achy, restless, or heavy. Lower legs may turn dark reddish in color, and bulging veins or ulcers may develop. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490.
Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. New vein patients can be enrolled in our popular vein class. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
So we swap sides of the field here for the start of the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, hosting Du Bois on homecoming night. And Du Bois is currently still and has been having their way with the Owls. It's 42-0. And they set up at the 13-yard line in Owls territory. Here's the snap, the handoff, and it's blown up in the backfield, but he's able to second attempt yards, kind of yards after contact, get a couple, and it'll make it a 2nd and 7 from the 10.
Yeah, looked like maybe fitting there. Game running in like a missile, blew that up. Just got to get down at the legs.
Trying to get that collision in the game back. Yep. That brings us to the end of the third quarter. Robin Rose was our third quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. No Owl score again for Robin, which means a free lunch special from Toji's substation for now all three of our contestants. Here is 2nd and 7 from the 10. Handoff up the middle. And another gain. A good chunk there, but I don't know if it's enough for a first down. It's going to be 3rd and 1 yard at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, and that was a touchdown saving tackle. I can't see by who, but if he breaks that one, he's in the end zone. So great job on, I can't 15.
Matt Perry is 15.
Yeah, Matt Perry.
So here is 3rd and 1 from the 5. Du Bois sets up I formation. Halfback dive up the middle. Pushing the pile. And it's in for a Du Bois touchdown on just an old-fashioned hard nose run up the middle for a 4-yard TD.
Yeah, at this point in the game, Jimmy, you're kind of looking for these small moral victories to take away on the team. So I think we're going to see a lot of the JV kids come in and try to, you want to get a point up on the board. No one wants to be shut out, especially at home
on homecoming night.
So hopefully they come out, have a big play, keep the chains moving. Just unlike any Owls game I've seen before this year so far.
Here's the extra point for Du Bois. Put down, kick is up, and it's blocked by the Owls. So there's a small victory there for the Owls, a blocked extra point. Makes it 48-0 with 10 minutes and 19 seconds left in the game. Don't forget, though, mercy rule is still in effect. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WTU98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Another Du Bois touchdown. This time a 4-yard run up the gut. Hard nose running by Brandon Orr and gets into the end zone. But the Owls are able to block the extra point and makes it 48-0. And Du Bois kicks off. Caught at about the 23-yard line and right up the middle by Isaiah Fitton. And he's going to get across the 40. There's a flag. He's brought out of bounds or down. Near out of bounds, not sure which one, at about the 43. And we'll see what that flag is. It's, the refs haven't been particularly Bradford-friendly so far tonight. I think that would be the polite way to put it.
Yep, looks like we got a face mask.
Oh, I missed that one. Wow, that's rough. You hate to see a face mask on either side, as it's obviously such a dangerous penalty. Must not have been too egregious, as it's only a 5-yarder. So that sets up the Owls at the 49-yard line in their own territory. And Reese with split backs. Reese back in at QB. He tries to pass it out to Laktash, and it's a little shy. Laktash has to bend forward to get it, but he had both hands on it. It gets dropped either way. So I guess they'll probably share the blame on that one in the sideline.
Yeah, just want to forget about that one, move on to the next play. I think that's what, the third drop pass tonight altogether.
Ooh, that would be a very friendly number, I think, Val. I think it's probably closer to five or six, if I'm being totally honest with you. So here's second and 10 from the 49. Laktash looking out to his left. And this one is bobbled and picked off. And a much bigger Dubois runner than any of the Owls on the field. But he gets thrown down, whipped down by Laktash at the 19-yard line, 18-yard line.
I don't know what I just witnessed there. The receiver, I can't see who it was. The ball hit him right in the chest, right where he wanted to. And
it was Prosser.
He didn't look like there was much of an attempt there to reel that in. It just kind of bounced off him, and he put his head down, and Dubois intercepted it, and that was a tip ball. You got to fight for that.
That was Dombrowski. It's his second interception of the night. But, yeah, you're right. I believe it was James Prosser on. He's one of the younger guys. Hasn't gotten a ton of playing time yet this year, and I think that one came in. Reese has a little fire on it, a little hot sauce on the ball, and it hit him right in the chest and maybe bounced off before he was able to wrap his hands around it. But it sets up a first and 10 for Dubois from the 19-yard line. A run up the gut doesn't get too far. Is that Mick Dowling now, a fullback in for Dubois?
Yeah, Dubois looks like they have a D3 college team out here. How many kids they have on the sideline?
They have a huge team. Yeah, the roster.
40 kids on the sideline.
The roster is a page and a half front and back. So, yeah, they have a lot of players on the team. It's second and 8 right now at the 16-yard line. Here's the handoff. Another fullback right up the middle here, and maybe a gain of 2 yards on the play. Brings it to the 14-yard line and brings up a 3rd and 6.
Yeah, just looking at the comparison from Dubois, they're a 4A school, and Bradford's a 3A school. And I would just like to see more kids on the sideline, more football players out there.
Yeah, well, you see about half of Bradford's team is on the bench right now. Half of Dubois' team wouldn't fit on their bench. There's just too many of them. Here's a 3rd and 6. Handoff up the middle. This one is going to be shy of the first down as they get bunched up into a pile and ripped down shy of the 10-yard line. Had to make it to the 8 for a new set. It brings up a 4th, and we'll see if they just kick the field goal here with a 48-point lead in a huddle now.
They don't really
sending the quarterback back out to the field.
Yeah, I don't think there's really any reason to get him reps. But, I mean, the game's already lost at this point. I don't think it's an intentional slap in the face to the Owls. It's trying to get their JV team or some of their third string some reps in a game like
this. It's a little bit of a slap on homecoming night. It's a little bit of a slap during a skunk on homecoming night. But, yeah, you're right. It is all about trying to get the kids in there for another play. And they do, and they get a first down on it. The Dombrowski keeper. So Dombrowski's kind of their utility guy here late in the game. He's got a couple of interceptions. He's out here in the quarterback role now, taking snaps. But now Dubois looking at a 1st and goal from the 6-yard line.
Hopefully we can get a stop here, get a turnover, and try to get points up on the board.
The Owls would like a score. I have to imagine they would like a score. Here is 1st and goal. Pushing, pushing, pushing. The line goes closer and closer to the red paint, and that's a touchdown for Dubois. And I couldn't see if that was a handoff or a Dombrowski keeper. Happened all real tight in there from the I formation.
Yeah, just it looked like a quick quarterback sneak.
Yeah, I think Dombrowski scored that one from 4 yards out.
Sounds like he's a linebacker for Penn State with that last name.
Dombrowski. Here's the point after. It's up and good, and Dubois scores again. Boy, we mentioned the Journey Brown game earlier tonight. And here's 55-0. Dubois is up with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Dubois, after another touchdown, a four-yard plunge from Dombrowski, makes it 55-0, and the Owls are set to receive another Dubois kickoff. It's a squib kick, gets picked up at the 30, and has to drop down to a knee to get it. So that's where the Owls will start. And with the mercy rule in effect, the running clock rule, 6 minutes to go, the Owls only have a couple more chances to find the end zone and get on the scoreboard here. Carla Monroe is our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can go get signed up for that at any point in the Owls football season. It's totally free. And every week we draw four names, two from each location, Toji's Substation or Toji's Family Restaurant, and assign them a quarter of the game. If the Owls score and you're assigned quarter, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't, you win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Here is first and 10 for the Owls. And Talon Reese with a handoff to Laktash. And a nice, nifty little cut, little shake and bake move, and then a stiff arm, but a lot of running to get a gain of about a yard.
Yeah, he ran about 30 yards there to pick up half a yard.
I mean, fancy moves. The jukes were nice. The stiff arm was nice. It just didn't amount to what you hoped for. And it's a gain of one, a second and 9 from the 31-yard line. Laktash with double twins and one man in the backfield. Reese looking, and let's see, is it caught? It is. It's to Prosser for another short gain. This one goes for about 2 yards, and it makes up a 3rd and 7.
Yeah, this little out route there, trying to positive yards.
Yeah, getting guys involved. Completion, 2 yard completion for Prosser. Here is Reese on 3rd down. Quick pass, and it's picked off by Dubois. And Laktash runs him into the ground at the 18-yard line. That was an angry tackle. That's what that was.
Yeah, that's frustration just coming out and taking it out on the opposing team.
Nothing illegal about it. I mean, he just grabbed the guy around the chest and ran him headfirst into the ground.
Little Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend.
Yes. I believe it was Shea Gricks on the interception at number 26, I think I saw.
Yeah.
So just more guys for Dubois getting involved. They have so many guys. So depth is I would assume, a very strong department for them.
Yeah, not an issue. That's one thing they don't pack.
4.5 minutes now, and Dubois has the ball back again, up 55-0 in the red zone, 1st and 10 from the 18-yard line. Dombrowski takes the snap, hands it off. It's a dive to the left side, and a stiff arm brings us to a gain of about 8.
Yeah, just a little simple outside zone run. Yeah, 7-yard gain. Good run there. Good touchdown, save and tackle, forcing them out of bounds.
So 2nd and 3 from the 11-yard line is Dubois. Still just under 4 minutes left to go, and they just keep getting the ball back. It's very discouraging. The Owls, after the 4th down conversion on the last play, I mean, that's the one where it's just like, okay, yep. You know? And now here they are again in the red zone, maybe looking to tack another one on. And Here is the handoff. Moving the pile, no problem. Gets inside the 5-yard line, which is way more than enough for a first down.
First ball. So we have to run another ticket. So if you still have your 50-50 tickets.
And it's going to be Dubois first and goal from about the 4. Cam, you got the D9 scores up there?
I do. I think some of them aren't updated, but right now we have Union AC Valley 26, Port Allegheny 8 at halftime. I'm assuming that game's probably going into the fourth quarter. Brockway 20, Auto nothing. Counter Support 38, Bucktail 18. Red Bank Valley rematch of the D9 championship last year. Red Bank Valley's beaten Smethport 21-6, end of the third. Brookville's up 26-0. And a big surprise, St. Mary's and Carn City are tied 21-21 going into the fourth quarter. And you got Central Clarion County beating Kane 27-20. Ridgeway's up 27-13 over Punxsutawney, and Clearfield is up 49-0. Oh, game's over, 49-0 over Phillipsburg.
So on first and goal, Dubois has a loss of a couple, and it makes it second and goal from the 6. So the Owls with a nice stop there. And while you were reading off the D9 scores, looked at the Pirates game here real quick, as we also are your season ticket for Pirates baseball here on WESV Sports. They're in their last 3-game home series of the season, just crossed the 100-loss threshold, and they're up 1-0 to the Reds right now.
I got a notification that Cole Tucker made a huge play.
It was a catch. Yeah, nice catch, whatever it was. And another loss here on second and goal for Dubois. Brings up a 3rd and 7. So, Al's defense might get a stop after all, although it is rather late in the game. But whatever you can come away with at this point, I mean, if you can find the silver lining, take it.
No, I think they're going to take a knee here. I think they're running down that clock and going to take a knee to end the game.
So at 1:01 minute here, and they'll get it just inside a minute as there's 5 seconds left on the play clock. And, yeah, there it is. So that brings up 4th. And the, let's see, about a 10-second differential between the game clock and the play clock, or 9 seconds rather, as the Owls scoreboard keeper tonight, Bob South, had his hands full.
We do appreciate Bob South over in these woods.
So here is 4th down for Dubois, as they need to do one more snap with the last 10 seconds. And there's the last one. So that's going to bring the game to a close as Dubois... Oh, the clock stops on change of possession, yeah. So the Owls are going to have a snap unless they – I mean, they have to snap the ball?
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah. I mean, they really just have to get the guys out there and take a snap real quick, and that'll be the game. There's 7.6 seconds left, but that'll bring us to a close unofficially, I guess, as Dubois rolls into town on the Owls' homecoming night. Coming off the Owls – what we thought was their best offensive performance of the season. Oh, they don't have to run a play. They just had to get set for the referee to wave the clock back on. So there it is. But what we thought last week was the Owls' best offensive performance of the season. And now Dubois rolls into town on homecoming night and shuts the Owls out 55-0, puts them in the mercy rule about halfway through, not even halfway through the third quarter, early on in the third quarter, and then just keeps it rolling. And the Owls have a tough one to deal with, a heartbreaking close loss last week with a 2.5-hour drive home from Manitow. And this week on homecoming, an absolute blowout at the hands of Dubois, who, by the way, just quietly won their 3rd in a row and brought their season to 500. They're now 3-3. So what does that look like moving forward? Their season gets real interesting after that. But, again, the Owls are going to fall to 0-6. And real quickly, we will have a post-game show. But if this is the end of your broadcast, next week they're going to be traveling to Punxsie. And then 2 weeks from tonight will be the Owls' senior night hosting Central Clarion. So, but we will be back as the Owls fall to Dubois 55-0 with a post-game recap. We'll have the scoring recap and the Owls offensive stats. And after just a quick break, it's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Parkway Field for the Owls post-game show on WESB Sports. It was the Owls' homecoming night tonight. Only their third home game of the season. And it did not go the way the Owls had planned. Though it does look like the audience or that stuck around, the crowd that stuck around for the entire game will be rewarded with performance by the Marching Owls. So we'll have a little mood music here as we do the post game show. But yeah, all Dubois tonight, final score of 55-0. Dubois, we talked about it a lot in the pregame. They started off their season 0-3. They had scored 6 points each in their first three games. 6 points, 6 points, 6 points. Then they put up 21 against Kane and only allowed six, so got their first one of the season. And then against Ridgeway, the same thing. 21 points and only allowed six. Ridgeway, one of the best teams, one of the top teams in the district. And they get their second win coming here tonight for the Owls' homecoming game. And they get their third win in a row, a 55-point shutout. I mean, Dubois has really turned their season around here. Something to be said for that. But, of course, our Owls are now 0-6 on the year, still reeling, searching for their first win. They're going to head out to Punxsutawney next week. It's a long road trip, but the Owls, you know, they that's kind of what their season is. It's a bunch of long road trips and broken up by a few home games. Punxsutawney is also struggling a bit this year. They played Ridgeway tonight, and they ended up Right now, anyways, they, when we last looked, 27-13 with some time left in the fourth quarter. So that's next week, but we'll recap this week before we get too worried about that. And Dubois is a huge team. We talked about that late in the game. So many guys on that Ridgeway team. My roster sheet was a page and a half front and back. And you could just see it on the sideline. I mean, they played three or four different quarterbacks tonight. They were handing the ball off to three or four different guys as well. And they had the score where they were able to do that. So let's do a quick scoring recap, and then we'll toss it over to Cam for the stats, and then we'll call it a night and get ready for Punxsutawney in week 7. We get to the first quarter scoreless, which is, makes this whole thing even crazier. A 55-point shutout, but no points scored at all in the first quarter. Now, there is a caveat to that. Dubois was set up to score on their very first play of the second quarter. So there is that, as you hear the Marching Owls in the background performing Illusions is their set this year. But so Dubois marches downfield. They get inside the 10-yard line. And the very first play of the second quarter is an 8-yard touchdown run by Schrock. The point after is good, and it's 7-0. Dubois leads. At this point, it still looked like a pretty evenly matched play. They had gone tit for tat in the first quarter, and this was the first time one of the teams came out on top. And then on the very next drive, we have Elijah Fitton completing a pass to Dalton Dixon, and Dixon with a huge play after the catch, gets it close to 60 yards. It was about a 57-yard play, and gets it inside the 20-yard line. And then on the very next play, Fitton intends to throw to Wilmoth. It's picked off, and Dubois takes it 84 yards to the house for a touchdown. The interception for a touchdown, 84 yards. The point after try is good, and it's 14-0. Now we start to see a momentum swing, because the very next play again, or the very next drive again, is another interception return for a touchdown. This time it's 29 yards. The point after is good, and it's 21-0. Dubois had scored 21 points in less than 2 minutes of game time. And then the last touchdown of the first half was a 67-yard run by Cameron Hayes, the Dubois quarterback, so the starting quarterback for Dubois, should say. The point after try is good, and we have a halftime score of 28-0. Now we get into the third quarter, and the Owls received, they started with possession in the first quarter. So coming out of halftime, Dubois gets the ball, and right away they march downfield. And their first possession ends in a 3-yard touchdown plunge by Dalton Yale. The point after is good, and it's 35-0. So just a couple of minutes into the third quarter, the Owls are put into the mercy rule. It's the running clock rule for the rest of the game. And then Dubois scores a second touchdown in the third quarter. The next one is a 48-yarder to Nissel. Nissel, interestingly enough, from my perspective anyways, being unfamiliar with the Dubois team, is the only guy on the roster listed with just a name and number. He's got no position, no grade, no height, no weight. So I don't know if he's a newer addition to the team, or if, you know, just the information wasn't available. But kind of an interesting storyline there as he goes 48 yards, breaks a bunch of tackles to the house, and makes it 42-0. Then we get into the fourth quarter. The next touchdown is a 4-yard touchdown run by Brandon Orr. That point after is blocked by the Owls, and it makes it 48-0. And one last time, Dubois finds the end zone. This time it's another 4-yard run, this one by Dombrowski, the third quarterback we had seen on the night. The point after is no good, and or the point after is good, rather, and it makes it 55-0. Final score, Dubois wins by a lot. You'll notice there that with the Owls not scoring at all means that no scores, no free dinners from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurants. Our fourth quarter contestant was Carla Monroe. Carla Monroe gets a free lunch special from Toji's substation, just like every other contestant here tonight for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Cam, stats.
All right, so I'll just keep it quick. Elijah,
you don't have much of a choice. No.
Elijah Fitton finished with went 3 of 15 for 83 yards with 3 interceptions. Talon came in, was 9 of 17, did have over 50% completion percentage, but finished with 78 yards and 3 interceptions as well. Which, I mean, you look at those 3 interceptions, one of them is on him, but they're all on him. But 2 of those are freshman mistakes, and he'll learn from that. 2 of those are, I mean, all of them are coachable, but like 2 of those are plays that he'll be able to figure out by next week not to do. Going into receiving, because rushing, we ran the ball 4 times today. Going into receiving, Dalton Dixon, 3 catches, 91 yards, is still trying to make his case for the stat leader for Pennsylvania. I believe he was 26 yards off that, so.
23.
Oh yeah, 23. But, so he's still
going to hurt.
Yeah, tonight didn't help the case. And then Isaiah Fitton, Elijah's little brother, finished with 4 catches for 42 yards as well. And so, I mean, that's the offensive stats. I don't believe we had over 200 yards of offense tonight.
No. So Elijah Fitton's final stat line as a QB was 3 of 15 for 84.
Yep.
And 3 interceptions. What we mentioned there was Elijah Fitton, and you'll remember that he missed a game. He was out in quarantine 2 weeks ago, the last home game against St. Mary's. That was the Taylen Reese start. But even going into tonight, he was over 1,100 yards passing on the season, 9 TDs, averaging 289 yards per game, and he was 7th in the state in total passing yards. Dalton Dixon did not miss that game, had a more quiet night, but was 2nd in the state in receiving yards, 33 catches for 668 yards and 6 touchdowns, averaging 20 yards a catch. But he was 23 yards behind first, and his final stat line tonight, 3 for 91, is going to hurt in that run for trying to top the entire state of Pennsylvania in receiving yards. It's a crazy list for him to find himself on in the first place, but that's Cap. He's been doing that all football season long. And that, speaking of which, brings us to the Owls Model T MVP of the week, which is Cap himself, Dalton Dixon, in a night where we were searching for the bright spots, looking for silver linings. Dalton Dixon was there for us the whole time. Not only has he completely fit in, it's not even weird anymore to see him punt a football, which should, by all accounts and purposes, still be really weird to see. But he just fits in and he boots these balls 50 yards sky high, no problem. So he's fit in there as well. But he has 3 catches for 91 yards, including a 1 for almost 60. And it was a really nice run after the catch, making plays out here. Dalton Dixon doing it again. He is fun to watch this year. He sadly sat out on the defensive side of the ball because he's been a missile on defense as well. And speaking of missiles on defense, Cam, who's got the collision of the game?
Yeah, we're going to go back to turning a negative into a positive. So on one of Talon Reese's interceptions, that the Dubois defender picked it off at the Owls 40. Lucas Laktash came from across the field. Nice little angle drill that they usually practice at the high school level. Angle drill, comes in, gets the Dubois interceptor, wraps him up, drives him to the ground. Good hard football tackle is what you want to see. So, yeah, congrats, Lucas Laktash. Presented the Love Collision of the Game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
Yeah, that tackle, you know, at that point we're down. I don't know if it was the 55-0 or 48-0 at that point. Can't remember. It doesn't really matter. But at that point, not a lot of smiling going on up here in the booth. But that one, I mean, that one got me. He just ran that guy down, grabbed him, wrapped him up from behind, and turned him over on his head and drilled him into the ground.
And that's collision of the game material, Lucas Laktash. That's exactly what we're looking for. Another congratulations to Dalton Dixon, the Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Way to go to both of you guys. In summary, the Owls fall to 0-6 on the season, losing to DuBois 55-0 on homecoming night. 2 weeks from tonight, back at home at Parkway Field for senior night, but In the meantime, there is a long road trip to Punxsutawney next week where the Owls will go down to face the Chucks. We will be there at a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock start next Friday night.
Yeah, hopefully we see our shadow down in Punxsutawney when we get down there next Friday.
Does that mean more summer or more fall?
No, that means more points on the board.
More points.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot. That's right. Thank you very much for that. For my color commentary, Cameron Snodgrass, and for my statistician. Oh, you were my statistician.
That's right.
For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. This is Jimmy Kelt signing off with Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.